At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, July 10th. It is 5:30 and welcome. Thank you guys for joining us, especially so early. This half hour is just for you guys as we get ready for the day. It's good to have you with us. Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Not much going on. You know, just kind of chilling yesterday. Caught up with an old friend back in Seattle. Did catch up with my mom. It's always good to talk to mom.
How's mom doing?
Mom is doing good. Mom text messages me all the time. This is so funny to me. She'll go, call me. And I'll call her. And it's like in some loud area. She was like in, she was in New York. She lives in New Jersey. And she was like in the hospital or something. And it was just extremely loud. I'm like, inside, I'm thinking, why do you always text me when you're like in a loud area, like the laundromat or the hospital? Just, you know, just text me or call me when it's quiet. So
was she calling you from the hospital as a visitor, I hope?
She was.
Not as being in the hospital?
Yeah, no, as a visitor. Yes.
Okay. I was like, you just said it so nonchalantly. I'm like, oh, she's in the hospital. I'm like, oh, no.
She's there a lot. That's a whole separate conversation.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but it's okay. But yeah, so she'll text message me and then we have to talk again. You see what I'm saying? When the whole time she could have, like Mercedes, she could have just said, you know, hey, you know, call me in a couple hours when I'm in a, you know, like in a better environment.
Maybe that's all by design because she wants to talk to her son as much as possible.
You know what?
Moms are very crafty like that.
I'm glad you said that because someone else made that point.
She just loves talking to you. I'm convinced, like, I'll do it now and I'll get him later. It's a two-way kind of thing.
Do you do that with your kids?
No. We don't talk on the phone. This is a new generation.
Yeah.
We don't speak on the phone. It's strictly text messaging each other.
So you don't do that at the dinner table while you're... What? You don't text message them while you're at dinner with them?
No.
Can you imagine?
No. Yeah, we actually speak. Yeah. When we're in person, we actually have face-to-face conversations. But yeah, when we're away from each other, it's either FaceTime if we do want that conversation or it's text message. There's no in between, one or the other.
Hey, Brooklyn was in Anaheim a couple of weeks ago. Did you FaceTime her at all?
Yeah, we FaceTime there.
Okay.
And she'd be like, she was at on a school conference and so she'd in between like seminars or her competitions, I would get a FaceTime thing. And I'm always paranoid about like where I am when I FaceTime. Like, I don't want to disturb people around me. And so she just randomly FaceTime me and I'm like, I don't know, at the grocery store. I'm like, hi, how are you? How's everything going?
You're that person in public on FaceTime.
So annoying. But I'm like your mom, Julie. And I'd say, hey, let's do this later, you know, and just as long as everyone is okay.
If my mom was here and she saw you FaceTiming with your daughters, she would be like, wow, you're so fancy.
Technology, man.
Yes.
Ayo.
Yep. Doesn't know what FaceTime is.
That's awesome.
Well, how are you doing this morning, Mercedes?
I am good. Yesterday was a big day. We had a big meeting for Battle for Vegas, which is on Saturday. And so we're really excited about that. Just kind of went over some of the things that are going to be going on. And if you don't know, Battle for Vegas is the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Las Vegas Raiders, a big charity softball game at the Las Vegas ballpark. So that was really cool. And then that meeting was in downtown Summerlin. So while I was there, I checked out the new Pop Mart at DTS. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Did you get anything?
No. So right now it's a soft opening. And so they're limited on what they have available. But Saturday is the grand opening. And they're going to have a huge thing, all sorts of goodies to give away. So yeah, it's going to be really cool.
So everything in your story is... was was that for sale or what is that what was going to is that what is that what's going to be available on Saturday?
Well, there were some things in my stories that were there right then that you could pick up. Like they had Skull Pandas, which is a big thing, a very popular plushie. They had some other ones called Twinkle Twinkles that were in there. But like Labubus, everybody's looking for, those weren't even on display. Like those, they have like the little figurines of them, but not the plushies. So I think all that stuff's going to be available on Saturday.
Are you going to be there on Saturday?
No, I have Battle for Vegas, girl.
I know, but like right before, maybe?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I, you know, at night I'll do the pop now for the Labubus and I'll hit every now and then, but it's gotten to the point where it's just more of a dopamine rush for me to win, to not win one because I'm paying for it, and then I end up selling them to my friends, so I'm not even keeping what I win. So I was telling my husband, I'm like, I gotta stop doing this pop now thing, it's like gambling. I get so excited and I get one and I'm like, I don't even keep it, so why am I doing this?
I know that feeling.
I love it though, because Mercedes will be like randomly like, hey, I'll be right back, I gotta go into the parking lot because one of our friends are here and they're buying a Labubu off of me.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday, one of our mutual friends came to my house and she bought six.
Stop. See, you're an official dealer
now. I know. I'm like, what am I doing? So Ramon bought one yesterday,
yes.
Two the day before. I was like, oh my gosh. So it's turned into a thing.
But Mercedes, have you thought about this? Do you think that they become accustomed, and it is what it is, to knowing that you're going to pick up these Labubus, so then they don't even need to go to like a grand opening or have to wake up at a certain time or be at the computer at a certain time, right?
Well, my stock is low, so people, you're on your own. I have not really picked up any new ones.
Close
so sorry.
To
yes, exactly. Out of business. All right, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Motown Philly by Boyz II Men? Do you want to hear Crush by Jennifer Page? Or do you want to hear Music by Madonna? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Yesterday, it was the moment we've all been waiting for. Sierra from Love Island, she finally spoke out and she released an apology video after she was removed from the show over some of her past social media posts. We have some of the audio. Honestly, I don't know how you guys felt, and if you haven't heard the audio yet, we'll play some of it here for you next, but I thought she sounded very sincere. I felt like she took responsibility. I didn't feel like she made excuses, and I felt like she seemed genuinely remorseful.
I thought it was meh. You know what I mean? It was all right. I can get into detail now or maybe after the clip.
Let's play some of it here.
While I was in the villa, there were some posts that resurfaced from my past where I was very naively using an incredibly offensive and derogatory term. And before I get into the details, I want to first start by addressing not just anyone that I have hurt or deeply offended, but most importantly, the entire Asian community. I am deeply, truly, honestly, so sorry. I had no idea that the word held as much pain, as much harm, and came with the history that it did, or I never would have used it.
Now, she went on. She had a lot to say about it, and we'll play another clip here in a second, but why do you feel like it was just meh?
Okay, so here's the thing. I do believe that she was unaware of the history of the word, and I don't think she meant any ill will towards it. But I just felt like, and I always go by how it initially, watching the video last night, like at 9 o'clock, I was, you know, I was about to go to bed. It just made me feel like it was very orchestrated. Okay. I don't think humans talk like that. Like, I even think there was a Mercedes. I think, did you notice the jump cut? Like if it was me, and again, I'm sure it's, you know, if I was in her shoes, I just like hit record and be like, listen, guys, I messed up. I had no idea what the history of the word. Look, it was a couple years ago. I'm not making excuses. I think there's like a fine line in approach. I just felt like, it was too perfect. Now, am I like deeply upset about it? A couple days ago. Now I'm like, I know that this story is going to be on and gone in within a couple days. I'm clearly aware of it, but you asked me. That's what I think. I just felt like it was just too perfect. I just don't think humans talk like that. You know, just hit record, talk, speak how you feel, et cetera, et cetera.
I didn't catch that. I felt like it was genuine. I didn't see her reading off any sort of a script. I felt like she was speaking from the heart. She's media trained. She knows how to talk. And I think that I felt like it was a sincere response. You know, we can talk about accountability all day long, and I'm here for it. If you say something ignorant, you should absolutely own it. You should learn from it, deal with the consequences. Here's what I don't really understand. Her family is getting death threats. She and her family, people are calling ICE on her family.
Mm.
Yeah, here's some more of her her apology about taking accountability.
That's absolutely no excuse, because intent doesn't excuse ignorance. It just doesn't. And I just need you to know that I am so sorry, but this is not an apology video. This is an accountability video. I do want to hold my hands up and say that I take accountability for using the word, but I do want it to be known that I genuinely had no idea that it was a slur. I had no idea of its meaning.
And go ahead.
No, I believe her. I believe she had no idea that it was a slur. And I definitely don't advocate. I'm with you on the, you know, the ICE situation and getting all the social media backlash. I'm not an advocate of that. I just like, okay, cool. You know, when like celebrities, you know, they say, oh, okay, I took accountability. A couple days later, you move on. You know what I mean? Like, what does that even mean? Accountability means like, okay, I fess up to it verbally, but also then where's the action? Now, again,
well, you know, she just made the apology. Like, I think that the action would be in the growth and the change. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And do you not agree?
I mean, to a certain point. I mean, maybe, again, you know, we're just spitballing here. I'm thinking maybe, not a class, but maybe show another step. What does that look like? I don't know at this moment. But, I mean, we can all make apology videos. And again,
well, we have to give her time. Like, she just left, you know? Like, she can't, like, immediately jump into some, like, sensitivity training classes. Like, maybe she's going to do that. We don't really know. I feel like sometimes some people are not interested in the growth or the change. They just want the blood. Like, it's scary how quickly the internet goes from this person made a mistake to let's ruin their entire life and everything around them. You know,
you're right about that. I appreciate the post. I just felt like, I mean, number one, there was a jump cut. Number two, just hit record, talk, speak how you feel. I know how it made me feel last night at 9 o'clock. I'm like, eh. I mean, that's why I say, it was.
I'm going to do a jump cut if I sneeze in the middle of my apology or something. I'm cutting that out. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. It is 6:04. It's Thursday, July 10th. Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Almost to the weekend. We're so excited to have you here with us this morning. How's the move to Las Vegas been treating you, Julian? How you feeling?
It's been good, but I will say I really feel bad because I've been putting off the one thing that I told myself as soon as I moved to Las Vegas, I am going to get healthier. I'm watching your videos. You're at the gym. I'm seeing EOS all the time when I'm driving to work at 4:20 in the morning. I'm like, you know what? It's going to be a new day, a new Julian, a new me, right?
Okay.
I haven't even stepped foot into a gym. I haven't even signed up.
Oh, you haven't. I mean, you haven't been here long enough. You still are getting settled. Don't put that pressure on yourself.
You think that's an excuse, though?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you're still acclimating, right? Are you fully done moving in?
No.
Give yourself a little grace.
But you asked me this 6 months from now, and I'm going to give you the same answer.
Okay,
I know
different.
Me. And my doctor said, I got to lose 10 pounds. My BMI is, was it body mass index?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's off. You know, I got to lose this weight, and I just got to get healthier. And I just told myself with the sun, oh, yeah, you know what? It's going to make me naturally want to be outside. I'm going to start running. I don't don't even walk around my neighborhood. And then I hear you going on walks. You said that last week. And it's like, what's going on here? You know what I mean? I have no excuse.
Well, I would never negate anything your doctor says ever, because they are far more educated than I am. But I do know that BMI is not an accurate indicator of health. I mean, there are bodybuilders that have high BMIs that are not overweight. So I'm just saying, like, it doesn't differentiate between fat and muscle.
Sure.
So that's a thing. Okay. It ignores the way your fat is actually distributed. So don't let BMI knock you down. Don't let that like deflate the ego. I'm telling you, you look great. You don't need to do anything like that.
I'm still trying to figure out how you even know that. How did you even know? You just broke down BMI for me on the radio. How do you even know this?
Well, because I saw an article just the other day, and it was talking about how The Rock, I guess, would be considered overweight by BMI standards. And we all know that The Rock is in great shape.
He's The Rock.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just saw something about that the other day.
So, anyway, I got to thinking, you know, I can't be the only one that's putting off something. I mean, I'll give you another example, putting off paying the bills. I'm always waiting until like a couple days after because I don't want to pay the bills. I'm trying to save my money and keep my money, even though I know I got to pay the bills.
I've noticed that about you. You are, I thought I was frugal. You're way more frugal than I am.
Yeah.
I have noticed that. And I'm here for it. I'll give you all my penny pinching tips because I'm like Miss Coupon Girl. If there's a coupon or a coupon code for it, I will find it.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have so much coming up on the show this morning. Coming up in just, gosh, 20 minutes, a little more than that, 6:30. Jack Eichel from the Vegas Golden Knights is going to be joining the show. So excited. He is the team captain for the Vegas Golden Knights in this weekend's battle for Vegas. And it's the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to talk to him about that right at 6:30. So be listening for that. And coming up next, we have what's trending. You definitely don't want to miss it. She's got the outfit. She's got the dream house. And now she has a glucose monitor. Why Barbie's newest accessory might be the most meaningful one yet. All of that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Barbie is trending this morning. She just got a very powerful new accessory. And no, it's not a handbag. It's an insulin pump and a glucose monitor. Mattel, they have teamed up with Breakthrough T1D to release a Barbie that reflects the lives of kids that are living with type 1 diabetes. This is really cool. In the U.S. alone, over 300,000 kids who rarely get to see themselves in toys that dominate store shelves. And this version of Barbie doesn't just make space. I feel like it really makes a statement that kids living with type 1 deserve to feel seen and celebrated and be completely normal. And that representation, it's not even a trend. I'd say it's more of a responsibility. Really.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Mm-hmm. I was going to say just, you know, anytime I was thinking, you know, anytime a familiar face or doll in this matter can represent like a subset of people, these 300,000 kids, I'm with it. Cause I got to think it's making the kids think, you know what? It's okay to have type 1 diabetes, to have what I have. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like I don't want to say like a badge of honor, but like your monitor. My friend posted a picture of her daughter wearing hers yesterday in this article and said, like, I am so excited to get this Barbie for my daughter to show her that is something that she should be proud of, that she is a survivor, that she is a fighter.
Yep.
Mattel, they said it best. They said when more kids can see themselves in Barbie, it matters. And it really, really does. I feel like you can check her out now on the Mattel website. It's really cool. I remember the first time I felt like represented with Barbie was the Spanish Barbie. I don't know if you guys remember that, but my parents bought me the Spanish Barbie and she was wearing this red it was a white on top dress with a red skirt. And she had like this rose thing tied around her neck. And like, the only Barbies I had seen were just like the blonde ones. And,
yes.
And I loved them. Don't get me wrong. I played with them all the time. But when I saw a Spanish Barbie, Oh my gosh. I was like, this is, I mean, I didn't look like her, of course, but I felt like I looked like her, you know?
And you collect some collectible Barbies,
oh,
don't
I
you?
I have so many collectible
Which
Barbies.
Which one would you say is maybe your top favorite?
That one.
That one.
And
yeah.
Someone found it. My daughter found it on eBay a couple of years ago, like the old version. It was still packaged, probably paid an arm and a leg for it. And she bought it for me. So I actually have that, like the old one. And it's all like wrapped in cellophane. Like I have
awesome.
It in a little case. It's really, really cool.
All my old Barbies, they have like crayon marks on them.
Chopped hair.
Yeah, it's so bad.
That is standard. You have to do that to your Barbies. And that is what's trending. He's a Stanley Cup champion, an all-star, and one of the key players leading the charge for the Golden Knights. And he's also hitting the diamond this weekend for Battle for Vegas, Jack Eichel. Welcome!
I don't know how great my softball is going to be this weekend, but it's definitely an exciting event, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're so excited, Jack. Back for Battle for Vegas, the charity softball game. We had so much fun last year. Have you been practicing? Are you ready to go? I thought you did really well last year.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think you're being a little generous, but yeah, I think my main goal for it is not to drop any fly balls. And... I like to try and hit a home run. I didn't get one last year, so maybe I should get in the batting cage a little bit before Saturday. I haven't practiced since last year, but that's kind of how I do it. I just roll in, and hopefully some good athleticism takes over.
Well, I know you're deserving some nice time off right now, enjoying yourself. You're ready to come back for this. I have to ask you, though, because last year when we talked at Battle for Vegas, you had just come back. I think it was from Italy, and they had lost your luggage. Did you ever get your luggage back?
Yeah, no, I got the luggage. It showed up a few weeks after. But, yeah, you never know, traveling overseas and when you're connecting flights and going through different airports, what will happen. But yeah, luckily my luggage is found.
So I have to ask you, there's this photo going around, the 2015 NHL draft. You, Marner, Hanifin, same suits, same stage, same dream. Did you ever actually think you would all end up playing together in Vegas of all places?
No, I mean, I think at that time in 2015, I mean, nobody had any idea that Vegas was even going to become a team, right? So I think when you're 18, you're just full of energy and looking forward to the draft and hoping that your dreams come true. And looking back at that photo 10 years later, it's really funny. Obviously, tied at the hip with those guys since the draft, and have had different career paths, the three of us, and now having come together in Vegas and being teammates on an expansion team that didn't exist when we got drafted and took that photo. It's an unbelievable situation. Obviously, we're so lucky to have Mitch. We're so lucky to have Noah. And, I feel so fortunate to be a part of this organization and the city.
We love having you a part of it. You've really brought something special to this team, just the way you really incorporate yourself in Las Vegas. What does this city mean to you? Does it feel like home now? I know, contracts are coming up and Las Vegas loves you. Where's your head at right now?
Vegas does feel like home for me. I think now, having spent the last 4 years there and just built relationships, this is outside of the rink, because I think those relationships just happen organically, and we're so lucky. We have such a great group of guys in the locker room and amazing staff that work in the organization and people that make it a great place to come every day. But it is home. It's home for me and my fiance now, and we really love it. Vegas is such a great community. The people are what make it so special. They're so heartwarming and friendly and kind and welcoming. I think when I got traded there, I didn't know what to expect, but I could truly say I couldn't be happier that I ended up in a place like that. And yeah, at this point, it truly does feel like home, and I really love it.
That makes us so happy for the future of you here in Las Vegas and Battle for Vegas this weekend. It's getting bigger every year. Talk to us. You guys, you're heading up the Vegas Golden Knights team. You're facing off against the Raiders. What are your advantages in this matchup, and what are your disadvantages here?
I mean, advantages and disadvantages. I don't know if there's many. Last year we had, I think we had quite a few runs. I think we ended up scoring around 30. But you know what? It's just an incredible event. It's an incredible event for the community. And to be a part of it, you know, to help raise money for various causes that, you know, are near and dear to the people that are putting the event on's heart. It's amazing. I feel really fortunate to be able to captain the Knights team, and you know, it wouldn't be possible without the Raiders. Tons of credit to them. I know the training camp is right around the corner and they have a lot going on. So for them to be able to come out and help make this event possible, it's huge. And then obviously James Nevin at the agency, the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation, and you know, there's so many people and there's so many things that go into putting an event on. That's so much credit to them. And obviously I know for the people who are involved in it playing, you know, we really enjoy it. And, you know, we're raising money for a lot of great causes and, you know, having fun doing it.
It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait to host again this year, Jack. I always look forward to this event. And I look forward to hearing you chirp a little at those Raiders. I hear you guys trash talking them from the bench.
Yeah, well, it's been a couple of years. Ever since I started playing, I think, I'm trying to think of the year. I think I started in 2022, so this will be my fourth year playing. But I haven't lost yet. I'm undefeated in this game, so I'm trying to keep that going this year, and you know, we'll see what we can do.
Love it. Well, it's going to be a great time. You can still get your tickets. It's happening Saturday night, Battle for Vegas. Jack Eichel, thank you so much for joining the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me, and looking forward to Saturday, and looking forward to seeing everyone at Las Vegas Ballpark.
We'll see you then. Talk to you later. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I think we can all agree that the DMV is probably one of our least favorite places to go ever. Does anyone like going to the DMV? Does anyone look forward to it?
Oh, man. Between that and the dentist, decisions, Mercedes.
Yeah. No one has ever walked out of the DMV saying, that was a delight. And at best, you're just thankful that you didn't completely age a decade while you were in there. But apparently some DMV locations aren't total soul crushers. There's this new study that ranked the best and the worst DMVs in the country. And these are based on real life experiences at 140 locations in 30 major cities. So who is living the dream? The best DMVs are in Indianapolis. Never thought I'd say that. Phoenix, Seattle, and Philly made the top 10. Worst DMVs in the country. Charlotte, North Carolina takes the crown of doom. Three of their locations made the top five worst. Also bad. Portland, Austin, Boston, and San Francisco. Now, Las Vegas didn't make either list. So I guess that's good. We're not the best, but we're not the worst. That's something that we can, you know, stand up and be proud about, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. What's the criteria? Is it customer service?
It's all of it. It's lines, wait times, customer service. It's all based on real life experiences that people have had at the DMVs.
Okay. Is it just me? But honestly, lived in Phoenix, lived in Seattle, lived in the Bay Area. They all literally, from what I remember, they're all the same to me, except you have to, at the end of the day, just get there early. If you get there early, you have a better chance of, you know what I mean, not waiting in line for a long period of time. But I honestly don't notice a difference.
Well, I don't know if you have any plans to go to the Nevada DMV to, mm-hmm. like, change your license now that you moved here. Mm-hmm. But it's hit or miss. And it depends on the location, honestly. I think that you're going to get different experiences at different locations. Mm-hmm. My daughter, she took her driving test at the North Decatur one. Pleasant experience. My other daughter took her driving test on the East Sahara one, and that was the only appointment we could get. She didn't know the area, in her defense, and she failed her driver's test out there. And everyone kept warning me, like, they're meaner. The driver instructors they're harsher out there. And I was like, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Like, it was rough. It was real rough.
Noted.
Yeah. So just so you know, when you go get that driver's license, pick the right one. Also this morning, Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara. That's the celebrity matchup no one had on their bingo card, but here we are. The two were spotted getting cozy on a star-studded yacht trip in Ibiza. According to sources, Tom specifically asked to switch seats just so he could sit next to her at a gala dinner. He's got Super Bowl rings, but he still plays musical chairs when it comes to pretty women.
He really does.
They've been seen hanging out post-yacht too, but a source swears to TMZ they're just friends. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, Tom has been single since splitting with Giselle. Sophia finalized her divorce from Joe Manganiello last year. So technically, there's no flags on the play on this one.
Looking at the photo of this event they're at, and I'm upset that we didn't get an invite. Did you check your email? Have you checked your phone?
Yeah. I don't typically get invites to those type of things. Do you?
No, not at all. I don't know what to say. It just seems like he's living his best life. After football, it's got to be nice, man. She's what, 53? She looks amazing. They're in their 50s, and they literally, from the outside looking in, it looks like they're living like they're in their 20s. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think too, you know, Tom lives here. He's part owner of the Raiders. I mean, you see him around town every now and then. He lives in the really, what's that rich part called? Not the Ridges, but right by the Ridges.
Green Valley? No?
No, in Summerlin.
It's in Summerlin.
Oh,
the rich part of the Ridges, or right next to the Ridges.
And it's gated and no one can go in.
There's
there.
There's like three gates and to get
in there.
And they have
their own golf course and everything.
Oh, what's it called?
Ramon, do you know? Oh, he doesn't know either. No? Any guesses?
No idea. I thought he lived in Southern Highlands.
No, he has a house. Oh gosh, 702-364-9400. Does it start with a D? The Summit. I just got a text from my husband. He's like,
Thanks,
Summit.
Matt.
Yeah, he lives in the Summit. Mm-hmm. And it's super fancy up there. You got to know someone to get up there.
Do you have his address? Because I'd love to stop by and talk to him.
Yeah, sure. Let me get that right to you there, Julian. Finally, this morning. So you might have heard about brushing. It's an online shopping scam where people will get packages that are sent to them with just like random stuff. And a woman in San Jose has been living in a fake leather seat cover nightmare thanks to Amazon. Over the past year, hundreds of packages have shown up at her house, and they all have the same thing in it: oversized, cheap car seat covers. They have taken over her entire garage and her yard, and she's even refused delivery on hundreds more, but Amazon kept ghosting her with all these promises and zero action. Well, at one point they even told her she should just donate them. It's like, to who? Who do you donate these to? The International Brotherhood of Toyota Camrys? Like, what are you supposed to do on that?
Wait a second. She's not paying for these.
No,
they're
just showing up at her house.
I don't understand the problem, because this is a whole business down at the flea market. What is the issue here?
How many people need seat covers? We're talking hundreds.
Mercedes, there's a lot of people that'll buy anything. I'd be going down to the flea market. You let me know if I was her, and I would be the first one setting up shop and selling these things. So I don't understand what the problem is here.
I think the problem is that you are worried that you're getting charged for these things. You know what I mean? If I get all these hundreds of thousands of seat covers and I'm like, is this going on my Amazon account? Well, it turns out that the seller in China listed her address as the return address because they didn't want to pay shipping fees. So it was a total scam move that they pulled on her.
Oh,
yeah, it took a local news station getting involved, but Amazon finally sent a truck to haul them away. As of now, you know, her garage is free of seat covers. Hopefully some bad karma too, but who knows?
Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now. I will agree with you. They are pretty ugly.
Yeah, no flea market's going to get rid of those. Sorry about that.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Cassidy, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
How you feeling this morning?
I am feeling great. I am doing better than most.
Oh, I love to hear that. That means you've got the good vibes already, and you're probably going to beat me this morning. It's time for Beat Mercedes. Guess the song and the artist faster than I can. And Cassidy, we're going to give you this $500 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
I am so ready. You're going down.
All right. I love it. I love it. Smack talk. Let's do it. All right. I'm going to leave the studio right now. Good luck, Cassidy. We'll talk to you in a few.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. Okay, Cassidy, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Once you say "got it," we stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Cassidy, the next sound you hear is the song. And that song, it starts now.
Chaka 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 Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan.
I know this song.
Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too.
And that's 20 seconds, Cassidy. Any guesses? Uh-oh.
No.
No, but you said you kind of...
All that smack talk.
I know. And you said you... Cassidy, you said you knew it, though. You've heard the song before.
I've heard this song before.
But just no guesses.
My mom would be so ashamed of me right now.
Oh, my mom would too. All right, Cassidy, you're bringing Mercedes in.
All right.
Cassidy, you said, what do you do for a living? Because you said you started work early.
Yes, I am a marketing liaison for a hospice company.
What time do you usually start work?
I usually start work at 8 a.m.
Oh, but you're an early bird. Well, we love your hardworking mentality.
Super early.
Thank you.
Cassidy, Mercedes is back. That. Okay, I'm
hello, you hello. Hello, hello.
Let's do this. Okay. You ready?
I am ready. Let's go.
All right, the next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Chaka, 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 chaka.
Oh, got it.
Jeez.
I feel for you, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
She's faster than my finger.
So behind the scenes, Ramon stops the clock.
You couldn't, you didn't register it?
No, I didn't.
That's just such an easy one. Yeah. Chaka Khan. It literally says the artist right at the beginning of the song.
Yes, but the title you said
I
was,
feel for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what Ramon caught was 0.9 seconds. It might have been before, and you're correct. Okay. I feel for you by Chaka Khan.
Okay.
Cassidy, though... She's like, I know this.
Oh.
But she did it, and she went 20
she
seconds.
She didn't get it. Yeah. Oh, Cassidy, I'm sorry. You know what? I shouldn't say that's easy. This is like old school. Like, I remember my mom loved this song, and she would go, if we ever call my mom, just say Chaka Khan and see what she does. She'll go, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
And then just start popping and locking
she
too.
She loved this song. Cassidy, I'm so sorry. That means we did not get a winner for Beat Mercedes. However... We do have a bigger diamond pendant now, a $525 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Next chance to play Beat Mercedes, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I love how a family member will always keep it real for you. That's one thing we can always depend on with family. Love them or not, they will always tell you the truth. And have you ever had a family member just be brutally honest with you, almost to the point where they just like completely roast you? And what did they say? 702-364-9400. You know when you think you're like serving a look, like you are looking good, and then your own kid... comes in with the fashion equivalent of a slap in the face. I was over the weekend, I was getting ready and I had on this really cute dress and I felt really good about it until I looked in my full length mirror and I caught a glimpse of my legs. And when I tell you that they were white, I mean like Casper auditioning for a Dove commercial white. Aww. Like they were white, but the dress, it was a little longer, so I figured I could probably like get away with it. So I'm like, no one's gonna notice my legs. So Brooklyn walks in and the first thing she says, she's like, cute dress. And for coming from her, I was like, sweet.
That's
I got
huge.
Her like stamp of approval. I go, how does it look? And she's like, it looks good. And I say, are my legs too white? She looks down, she pauses, and she goes, oh, dang. Like, that was it. Direct quote, ooh. Oh, dang. And I was like, oh. She was, like, startled, like the ghost of summer tans had passed or something. I just felt so stupid. And I go, never mind, I'm going to change. I put pants on instead. And that was it. Needless to say, like, that dress will not be coming out until I finally get a tan. You know what I mean?
oh, dang, and then just pause. Like, was, if you would have continued the conversation, she would have just...
She just looked at my leg. She goes, oh, dang. And she didn't say anything after that. Has a family member either accidentally or purposely insulted you like that? Maybe it wasn't so accidental. What did they say? 702-364-9400. And did you pretend like it didn't bother you, or did you spiral like I did?
Yeah. So with my mom, she is an Asian mom. For anyone that can relate, she just keeps... She knows nothing else but to be blunt. That's just her MO all day long. So I'm desensitized to it. I'm used to the insults, but she would call it being real, or just call it being honest. She doesn't even know what the term being real means. But she'll always say, I remember, you know, maybe I'm asking some advice on job stuff. This is like, you know, a couple years ago. And she goes, it's because you're too innocent. You're too innocent. You're not tall. You're not handsome. Yeah, some may think you're kind of cute, but, you know, she's always...
She tells you you're not tall and you're not handsome? Oh, my God.
I have it like... Like, I actually have it recorded. It's like, I recorded her one time and I put it in my, you know, my radio air check, you know, like,
oh,
for
I thought
radio
it was
nerds.
Like your ringtone.
No.
So when she calls,
you're not tall, you're not handsome. Hey, mom.
And you know what's crazy about the whole thing? She attributes everything to looks. Like, everything to her is so surface level.
Very aesthetic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's the most shallow thing, but you can't win with her. So I'm like used to it. You know what I mean? I'm like so desensitized to it. I don't even look at it as being honest. Steph, can you relate or no?
Oh, my parents aren't traditional Asian from a Filipino culture. My grandma, though, is very, like, she says it how it is. She'll be like, oh, you've gained a little weight. You gained
a little. Oh, man. Aunts are notorious for that, too. I don't know if you have any aunties that do that. Oh, man.
Yeah, I have my brother, on the other hand, who is very, very blunt. And he loves to roast our family members as a joke. And actually, this happened yesterday in our group chat. So it's me, my mom, and my two brothers in the group chat. And I sent a picture of my dog, Momo. And I was just like, Momo says hi. And it's a picture of him. He's a little shih tzu and he's black and white. And my mom, she goes, oh, Momo. One of my other brothers goes, oh, I miss Momo. And then my other brother comes in with the insults on Momo. Momo looks like an overgrown raccoon. He looks like he's great at pouting and getting his way. And he probably doesn't even sit on laps because he's too good for laps because his mom has a throne made for him. So then...
Oh, no. Poor Momo. Why does he get so much hate from people? I don't know. Right. First, Ramon. Ramon, I think you started the Momo hate. And now I think that Steph's brothers feel like they can jump in on the bandwagon.
So me and your brother, huh? See, I'm not the only one. Me and your brother get along.
I guess he's keeping it real. Some would say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is the thing. So I was like, oh, you want to come in with the jabs? So I'll come back with the jabs in the group chat.
What'd you say?
So I said, it would be nice if you even met Momo. He and I haven't seen each other in like 12 years. So it got real awkward.
Oh, so
that's when you went below the belt.
I did. I hit below the belt. He goes, I'm sorry. You're right. I love y'all.
You feel like so terrible.
I do. So I changed the subject right away in the group chat. I'm like, how's your work trip?
Can I share with you something real quick? I just realized that I remember asking my mom about, you know, with the company 401k. It's a very basic question, but I always look for that assurance. And I asked her about the 401k, you know, do you think I should, you know, invest in that or this other option? And she like pauses and says, and she was in front of me. I know exactly what her mannerisms would be like. She would tilt her head sideways and she would be like, are you stupid? She literally would say that. Mm. She'd go, you know, ask Google.
Oh, like Google has all the answers. Right. Google's never wrong, Mom. You know?
Are you stupid? Head nod or head sideways. That's her thing.
Leave it to Mom to keep it real. We just got this text that says, my grandma sent me this. Yes, really. I miss your old face, the one before you discovered contour.
Oh, Mom and Grandma's.
There goes the contour stick out the window. It's Mix.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Steve, you are caller 20.
Awesome. Thanks, Mercedes.
Hey, thanks for listening, Steve. Let's do this. Let's get you a pair of tickets to go check out Beyonce when the Cowboy Carter tour hits Vegas. How cool would that be? Are you a Beyonce fan?
I am. That'd be awesome.
Let's get these tickets to you right now. 10 questions. 60 seconds with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer them all correct, and the tickets are yours. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Steve, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
On Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album, she covers the song Jolene. But who is the original singer?
Oh, Dolly Parton?
Yes. What kind of animal was Curious George?
A monkey.
Yes. Sugar and spice make everything what?
Nice.
Yes. What fast food chain uses a cow as their logo?
Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Which reality show started with the tagline, "This is the true story of seven strangers"?
Oh, pass.
What is the smallest ocean on Earth?
Indian?
No. The British call it petrol. What do Americans call it?
Gas.
Yes. Lauren Sanchez just married which billionaire in Italy?
Bezos.
Yes. What alcohol was initially made from potatoes?
Whiskey?
No. What city in Texas is Beyonce from?
Laredo?
No. What reality show started with the tagline...
Darn it.
Steve, you did really well. Just got caught up on... I feel like number five was the one that kind of started the spiral. The reality show that started with the tagline, "This is the true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house." You guys remember that?
Yes, of course.
The real world. Oh, man.
I love how you know it. Do you know the whole thing?
I totally remember it. I remember, I think it was Real World Seattle was the one that I was like obsessed with.
Yeah.
The smallest ocean on Earth, I did not know this. It's the Arctic Ocean. The alcohol that was initially made from potatoes, that is vodka. And the city in Texas that Beyonce is from is Houston, Texas. Steve, I'm sorry. So close, but not close enough. You can hang up and call right back, though, because caller 20, we're going to get you these tickets, two of them, to check out the Cowboy Carter Tour Beyonce at Allegiant Stadium on July 25th. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you've ever had a weird encounter at like a store or a restaurant, you thought, what is this person on? You may not have been wrong. There's this new study that just came out that shows that 9% of workers in their 30s are using alcohol, marijuana, or even hard drugs while on the job. The most common is alcohol, followed by marijuana, and yes, cocaine and opioids also made the list.
Ooh.
That's a little scary. And it's not remote workers hiding behind Zoom backgrounds. The highest rates were actually in food service and construction, where there's more stress, less oversight, and fewer resources for dealing with addiction.
Now, I'm never going to advocate illegal activity in the workplace, but 9%, when I first saw or heard that number, I'm thinking that's kind of actually low. No? Is anyone really shocked here?
I haven't had it in my workplaces. I haven't dealt with a lot of people with substance issues lately.
Lately.
But I think that's a good number if you're going to have a number. Do you think it's higher? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just surprised that it's so low. Like, if I was working construction, or you said the food service industry.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud. If I was frustrated with a customer, I'm like, I got to deal with this person again, blah, blah, blah. Well, after I get done with them,
I'm going to go do some cocaine.
But I might hit the bottle. Maybe take a sip or two. I could see that happening.
We do not advocate this on our show. Okay?
Don't turn to alcohol to ease your problems if you need to. That's funny. Experts say more support and better policies could make the workplace safer and help people who might be using to cope. So also this morning, get ready, Vegas. Hey, Paul McCartney is coming to Allegiant Stadium this fall. They just announced it this morning. He announced a stop on his Got Back tour happening on October 4th. From Beatles classics to Wings to his solo hits, It's like a once in a generation concert with the songs that really, if you think about it, shaped entire decades. Tickets, they go on sale Friday at July 18th at 10 a.m. But you can register now if you're a big fan for early access at paulmccartneygotback.com. It's going to be his first show back in Vegas since, I think, 2019. And if his past shows are any indication, this one's going to sell out fast.
It's so cool you're talking about Paul McCartney because, coincidentally, I'm driving down, I believe, Cactus in the morning. And I'm on my, for some reason, I'm in my 60s big band vibe right now.
Okay.
And on my playlist, Here Comes the Sun. I was blasting it, matter of fact, this morning. That's a fact.
There you go. Maybe you kind of put the wheels in motion to this. Maybe you put it out in the universe and Paul's like, I need to come out to Vegas.
Yeah, no,
you
it's know? Not a maybe. I actually did.
You
I
did?
Talked to him.
Thank you.
Yeah, he and I were texting.
That's amazing. Finally, this morning, a new ranking just dropped. And let's just say, if your breakfast doesn't come with a sugar crash, it probably didn't make the list. Cinnamon Toast Crunch took the crown as the best sugary cereal of all time. Are you guys fans? Do you like the sugary cereals?
You asked me 10 years ago, maybe. I'm a Frosted Flakes guy, but these days I'm trying to be healthy, so I'm a Cheerios guy.
Frosted Flakes made the list. I think it came in at number 10 for the best sugary cereals. Actually, they're not just necessarily sugary cereals. Like Wheaties was number 7.
That's good.
The best
yeah.
cereals of all time. It goes Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Krispies, Fruity Pebbles, Cinnamon Life, which I was shocked to see that on the list because I love Life cereal, but I always felt like it got kind of an unfair rap because people looked at it as maybe it was too healthy, but I think Life is so good.
Life cereal, Mercedes.
It's so good.
No, that's so bland.
Oh, Cinnamon Life. Cinnamon
Life specifically. Okay.
The regular Life, I will give you that.
What it's about Captain Crunch? Is Captain Crunch on there?
It's not on the initial list.
Okay.
But now are you talking just old school Captain Crunch or Crunch Berries or the peanut butter one?
Look at you.
My God. There's different ones.
You've got me all over the place because I love Crunch Berries. I love the peanut butter one. I remember that Captain Crunch actually came out with a video game and I used to play that video game all the time as a kid.
There was a Captain Crunch video game?
Yes.
How did it come with a video game?
I don't know if it came in the box or separately, but I remember I used to play that Captain Crunch game religiously and to the point where like my parents had to like tell me to get off the computer. It was so good, though. I loved it.
I miss video games that had to do with like food. Do you guys remember the video game Burger Time?
No.
Where you made like hamburgers. Like it was an arcade game. I remember that. And it was like you had to get the bun, you had to get the patty, the lettuce.
And you make your own burger?
I think it was called Burger Time. Now I got to look it up. Whoa. You play video games, Ramon. Do you ever remember Burger Time?
You got me. You stumped me, yeah.
Burger.
But it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was. That was a fun one. What was your guys' video games?
Oh, man. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. Do y'all remember this?
You're like old school video games.
Hey.
You like that?
Calm down.
No shade at all.
He's
but
on
yeah,
Atari
those,
over here.
That's one of the Atari video games, yeah. Right?
I remember what it is. I like Nintendo. What is it? Mike Tyson's
Punch Out.
Yes.
Again, old school. Yeah. That's the
new
original.
School, Ramon. New
that's
school.
Old school. Nintendo. Nah. You're on the original Nintendo.
Stop. Can you cut his mic off?
What about Mario Brothers? I love Mario Kart. That's probably my favorite video game of all time.
Don't know what it is, old schooler.
He doesn't even remember the regular Mario where
that's
he jumped
classic.
To the black. Nick's 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Casey, are you there still?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you for holding on. We got to talk about this because Casey went to a wedding. Have you ever gone to a wedding and then a few weeks later, instead of getting a thank you note, you got an invoice? You were technically supposed to go to a wedding, Casey. This is wild. What happened to you?
Well, it was a friend of mine's wedding a couple months ago, and things kind of blew up on me at the last minute. My boyfriend ended up having to work. My mom ended up really sick. I had to take care of her. It was like chaos. It was crazy. And I forgot to text my friend to be like, hey, I'm not going to make it. So that's on me. I totally get that. But about a week after that, she actually emailed me and asked me to pay for the two plates for myself and my boyfriend, which was like $100.
My gosh. So you got basically an invoice from your friend.
I mean, basically, yeah. And I mean, there was no like, hey, I hope your mom's okay. I hope everything's all right. I know nothing. Just, hey, you owe me $100.
I get the frustration with like people no showing your wedding, but I never even thought to like send them a bill for not showing
up. I have.
You have?
Absolutely.
Tell us why.
Oh, me? Well, because it costs money. So when it comes to a wedding, you have to reserve the amount of people that are going to come. You have to pay for the plates, right? So in my mind, if you didn't show but you reserve, Casey, no offense, but I mean, that's money that I already paid. And not to mention, I was going to ask you, is it the approach that you have an issue with, or it's the money, or is it both?
I think it's both. I mean, the fact that, like, I mean, things happen, life happens, and yeah, I didn't text, I know that, but like my mom was sick and my boyfriend had to work, and it just was a lot of things, and
hey.
I know that weddings are expensive, I get it, but I'm just, do I pay for this or do I not pay for this? Hey. That's basically why I'm calling.
I get it, totally empathetic to your situation, I'd be charging you.
The fact that her mom was sick, it means nothing?
No.
You're charging her, so does this mean since she didn't go, she doesn't have to send a present?
I did say I was empathetic. I'm empathetic to it, but she should still pay. What's $100, right? You care about me?
Totally get that. I'm just saying, since she didn't go, then she doesn't need to send a present, right?
I think that would be a nice gesture as well. I mean, because...
So she has to pay for the food and pay for the present. Like, this is starting to... I feel like you have to pick one or the other, you know?
So I invite someone to a wedding. That means you're near and dear to my heart. So it's not so much the numeric value that's attached to it. It's about the feeling, right? So the gift, I'm not thinking on terms of, okay, well, you know, I already charged you for the invoice. I already invoiced you for the dinner. Now you got to give me a gift. It's like, you should want to. I mean, that's how I honestly feel. But I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I would still, honestly, I would pay it just to show that I'm a stand-up person, but I don't necessarily think it's right. I had no shows at my wedding, and never in a million years would I have sent them an invoice. Never. It's just, that kind of comes with the territory. You're going to have no shows. You just have to kind of keep that in mind. And I'd still send a present, too, just to show. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. Casey, I'm gonna keep you on here, and David wants to say something. Hey, David, good morning. What do you think?
Did she make everybody that showed up for the wedding pay for their plates?
Yeah, like if you're there, you have. Is that the requirement? What if Casey was actually there and then the bride just didn't see her? Would that have mattered?
No, one way or another. I think that she had charged the people that were there. Why would she charge anybody else?
Yeah, you don't think that that's appropriate at all?
No.
So what should she do now? Should she do it as a gesture of goodwill, or should she just ignore it completely?
Maybe send her $50 and tell her our friendship is ended. Bye.
No, that is
$50. I only ate half the plate.
Stop. That's too much.
Let's talk to. Thanks for calling, David. Let's talk to Shannon here. Shannon, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think she should have sent a very nice gift, and she wouldn't be in this predicament. And her mom's sick, her boyfriend had to work, and she didn't know her boyfriend had to work prior. She should pay it and send a gift still.
Yeah.
And still be friends and apologize.
I totally get like the whole paying just to save face, but I just don't agree with the sending invoices to your friends. I feel like there's just something really tacky about
that. Okay, so it's the approach then. It's the approach.
I think so for me. Like I said, I'd still do it just because I don't want to lose the friendship. But what do you guys think? We've got a lot of calls coming in. We've got more texts coming in. Should she have to pay since she didn't show up for the wedding? And if you've had a wedding and people no-show, did you invoice them? Did you make them pay? We have Melissa on the phone. She's very passionate about this. She says you have to pay. Like, there's no question about it. We'll talk to her and more of your calls coming up next. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are talking to Casey. Casey, she was supposed to go to a wedding that she RSVP'd yes to. Some stuff happened where her mom got really sick. She wasn't able to go. And now her friend is asking her to pay for the plates at the wedding. Casey, are you still there?
I'm here.
All
yeah.
right. We want to bring in Anthony. Anthony has a comment for you. Hey, Anthony, you're on with Casey. What do you think?
Hey, she sounds like a fake friend. Cut her loose. Real friends don't do stupid yeah. things like that. And the real friend would ask how your mom was doing.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. I think the thing she's maddest about, or the thing she said she was maddest about, was that I didn't RSVP. I didn't, like, text her or anything and let her know, which she's right. I didn't. There was just some stuff going on.
Yeah, I get that. I think it sounds like it's more that the fact that she wasn't like a friend asking how's mom doing, you know, or maybe exactly. It was all in the approach. Is that worth losing the friendship over? I don't know. Thanks, Anthony, for calling. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Melissa. Hey, Melissa. Good morning. What do you think? Melissa?
Hello.
Hey. I'm here.
Sorry. What do you think?
Okay. So seriously, if you RSVP yes and you don't show up, you absolutely should pay.
And yeah. why do you feel so firm about this?
Look, weddings are expensive. I've been that bride before, and like you have no shows, and it sucks. It's right. not just a random party; it is a per person cost. She probably gave the venue a final head count, paid for your meal, your drinks, and maybe even, I don't know, put a chair with your name on it.
Yep. That's exactly how it works. Yeah,
It's not exactly how it works. You guys, a wedding is not a ticketed event. You don't scan a QR code when you go in there. It's a celebration.
Sure.
It's something that you budget for, knowing that life happens and not everyone that's going to RSVP yes is going to show up. You just go into it knowing that. If you're planning a wedding and your entire financial plan hinges on every single person showing up exactly as promise, you're going to set yourself up for disappointment. That's not how it works. People get sick, schedules change. It's frustrating, absolutely. But sending an invoice and making people pay for it, like, to me, that's just ridiculous.
Okay, so from the outside looking in, everything sounds great. You're absolutely correct on that matter. But we also don't know their situation, the couple who got married, their situation, you know, maybe they're, you know, maybe that they had put in, you know, all their savings in this wedding, you know, so every plate does make a difference. And if you're, you know, if you said, you know what, if you obligated yourself to go to the wedding, things happen, totally empathetic to that. But at the end of the day, if I say I'm going to show up somewhere and I don't show up for whatever reason, right? Let's say mom's sick, et cetera, I'm going to pay for it just out of goodwill. Now, yes.
That's not friendship, though. Like, I mean, that's just
that
like...
That is friendship, actually.
It's not friendship.
It's respect.
If people didn't show up to my wedding, I accounted for that. I just said, you know, I'm budgeting for 75 plates. That's what I'm paying for. If you showed up and ate it, it doesn't make any difference to me if you didn't eat it. What if you got to the venue and you're like, I don't like any of this food. Am I going to make you pay for it for not eating it? Like,
no, you're right.
You don't get to charge people for not attending a party.
But Casey, I believe you obligated to go to the wedding. So there's a financial attachment to that. Look, at the end of the day, maybe she shouldn't have invoiced you. That obviously is a bad look.
She didn't even ask how her mom was
doing.
Yeah,
right. So I think it's the approach we're talking about here. But I mean, the financial investment, 50 bucks, what you said, 100 bucks. I mean, you know, it's an act of goodwill. She's your friend, right?
Janet, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I believe that if you're throwing a wedding party, then you should be able to afford the whole party. If you're not, and you're making your friend's family pay if you didn't go, that's ridiculous. In the first place, then you shouldn't be. If you can't afford those people that did not show up, you shouldn't be throwing the whole wedding party.
Yeah, like maybe you should make it a little smaller to budget for it. Steph, we didn't even ask your opinion on this one. What do you think?
I'm in here just watching, and I love the debate. No, honestly, it's really about approach, especially you need to be understanding for any day. I know that it's your day. I know that it's your wedding, but you have to respect everybody that's coming to you. They're doing a favor by coming to your day. They're coming doing a favor by spending their time with you and the people that you love. So if something happens that day, you got to be understanding. It's not surrounding. surrounding just you. So she does. I think that she, yes, she should pay. But after that, there's a stain in that friendship. I don't know if I can bounce back from that.
That I get. A stain on the friendship. I could totally see her, you know, thinking, you know what, maybe we're not as good friends as I thought we were, but just keep that in the back of your head, you know?
Not true friends. I don't think they were true
friends. They're not true friends. If you, I would never, if something happened to you, you didn't show up to my wedding, I would never be like, Steph, $100, please.
Bye, Felicia. No. I'm out.
I don't know. Casey, I'm sorry we didn't come up with a distinct answer, but please let us know what you end up doing. I'm just curious. Like I told you, I would probably pay it, but then after that, I definitely look at the friendship differently. She's asking for it.
I get that.
Thanks for everyone for your calls. We appreciate it. Let's do it. It is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. And we've been getting so many people calling about these tickets. We've got a pair of tickets to check out the Disney Descendants Zombies World Collide Tour. It's happening at the T-Mobile Arena July 26th. Who wants to go? All you got to do is win Heads Up. We let you pick your category. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's do this. Let's get our contestant. It is Maria. Yeah. You ready to play Heads Up, Maria? Let's get you these tickets. Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with Pucker Up or Fashion Forward?
Pucker up.
It is. International Kissing Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with your lips.
Ooh.
Okay.
We got this. We just need six in 60 seconds and you will win. Are you ready to go?
I'm as ready as I can be.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, guys, let's do it. 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You put this on your lips if they're dry. You put on some of this.
Fantastic.
Yes. This is when you're showing your teeth and you're happy you are doing this.
Smiling.
Yes. This is... What am I doing?
Whistling.
Yes. Some women put this in there so they look bigger. Like a
the injections, the lip
yes, keep going with that.
Lip injector, lip balm.
Let's pass. This is when I go and so what did I just do? Yes. This is what I'm doing to you right now. I'm conversing to you. I am
talking.
Yes. Before you put on your lipstick, you might put this around them to keep it all in.
Lip liner. Yes.
You got it. Congratulations, Maria. You were so close on the lip injections. It's a lip filler was what we were looking for. But it doesn't matter. You still got it. Congratulations. Going to check out Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide happening at the T-Mobile Arena on July 26th. You are in for free. And we will have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Las Vegas still can't catch a break when it comes to jobs. The new numbers show that we have the second highest unemployment rate among major U.S. cities, sitting at 5.5% statewide. And Nevada, if you go by states, Nevada tops the list. So what is behind the numbers? A big part of it is fewer tourists. Visitor traffic is down more than 6% from last year. And when tourists stop coming, so do the jobs. Hotels, casinos, restaurants are all starting to cut back. And a lot of people are trying to shift to industries like healthcare or logistics, but the openings are just not there on those. Experts say that this isn't a blip. It's actually like a warning that Las Vegas really needs to start building an economy that isn't all in on tourism, that there needs to be something more than just tourism here.
I agree with you 100%. It's kind of like, have y'all ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
So heavy on tourism, but you know, when they took a hit, a couple of years ago, it obviously affects it affected them greatly, just like Las Vegas. But, you know, I was reading online, healthcare industry is growing, other sectors are growing. I guess just maybe not as a rapid, at a rapid pace, but just so you're saying, very competitive. I'm just going to pray, hopefully, that hopefully tourism comes back, right? I mean, that's all we can do. We can pray and hopefully, you know, think positively, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, prayers will only take you so far.
Yeah,
we need to find another economy to get us going, like
sure.
Something other than tourism, you know, maybe tech. I know they were trying to bring the movie studios here and creating that, and that didn't go through. So, like, we've got to find something, keep the tourism, build on that, make it as strong as possible. But also, there's got to be kind of like a backup plan, too.
Agree with you. Now, do you think the incentives that are being offered, you know, I follow, you know, on IG, Las Vegas Locals and all these pages, you know, the free parking and some of the added benefits that some of the casinos and hotels are offering, you think that might help?
Well, that would help for locals, I think, more than anything. But we're talking tourists. I think tourism is down because of just the way that our country's divided, and a lot of people from other countries don't want to come here right now.
Well, I was,
and, you know, it. They're like Canadians, they're not coming here anymore. They don't want to come here anymore. So,
yeah. And I was just out this past weekend and I get so shocked just by drink prices. Mm-hmm. Like one drink for a hard seltzer is like $20. And when we went to San Diego a couple weekends ago, we got a hard seltzer like we usually do, $5.
What a difference. I mean, that's insane.
As a tourist, I don't want to come here if I know that the prices I can get back home or another city are cheaper. So I think that we really need to think about the prices we're valuing in our tourism section.
You legit pay $20 for a drink?
Yeah. And then that's the only one I got.
No more drinks after
that. I'm good.
Also this morning, professors are now grading those AI written papers with, yep, more AI. A new study has found that 92% of students are using AI in some way, and some professors have just stopped trying to fight it. And instead of reading every paper, what they're doing is they're taking these papers and running them through AI to speed things up. But one professor called it bots talking to bots, and students are not happy about this. Sites like Rate My Professor, they're complaining that teachers are letting AI write their lectures and handle everything behind the scenes. So the real issue isn't the tech, but I think it's more the lack of transparency with this. Students are using AI, teachers are using AI, but no one is talking about using AI.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because I'm not a professor, but I, you know, using technology and AI in particular, using it as an assistant to the workplace, I think is always a good thing. And this is generally speaking as well, but to do your job 100%. Yeah, I would have an issue with that.
Well, my daughter, she works in the writing center on her college campus. And she's like, you wouldn't believe the number of people that come in and they're like, can you help me fix up this paper? And she's like, and I can tell it's completely written on ChatGPT, like the whole thing. And she will ask, did you use ChatGPT on this? And they'll be like, well, I use some of it. It's like, I can't help you. I cannot help you with stuff that was written on ChatGPT. And then she said there's a couple of dead giveaways. One is like the dashes.
Yes.
ChatGPT uses tons of dashes. And she's like, if I see dashes in someone's paper, I know they use ChatGPT.
Oh, I was going to ask, how can your daughter tell? I thought it's because the feeling, the emotion, certain words, you just can't replicate?
Well, I'm sure there's like a tone too.
Tone,
like,
yeah.
There was one paper she was telling me about that this guy wrote, and there was a word he used in it. And she's like, wow, that's an interesting word. And she's like, I can't remember what the word was, but she goes, can you give me a definition of what this word is? The guy had no clue.
Right.
It was blasphemy.
I have no idea.
Did you see that guy go viral? He was at his college graduation. I want to say he graduated from UCLA, and he brought his laptop to his graduation, and he's like, gotta thank ChatGPT for my diploma.
I saw that. Like, how brazen, because they could still take that away from him.
Like, they don't give degrees out at graduation ceremonies, people.
Know.
Come on.
Finally this morning, your iPhone might soon call you out for getting frisky on FaceTime. In the new iOS update, Apple's testing a feature that can detect when you're showing sensitive content on video calls. If it thinks that you're getting a little not safe for work, it's going to pause the camera and pop up a message asking if you're sure you want to continue.
Mm.
Now, you can resume the video or you can end the call. Apple hasn't confirmed anything yet, but testers do say it is real and it's a little unsettling. The good news is It runs locally on your device, and it doesn't send anything to Apple. You can also turn it off in settings. So if you're not in that level of surveillance yet, you've got some options.
Well, how do y'all feel about that? I'm the single guy, so this is not a concern for me. But how do you two feel?
I don't really do any not safe FaceTimes. Maybe I'm boring. I don't. I would only worry, like, you know, sometimes when I FaceTime, I'm laying down and it makes me look like a double chin. And are they going to mistake that double chin for something else? I'm like, are you doing something you're not supposed to? It's like, no, I just look fat laying here. Sorry.